Tiger. Chibis.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Joining me this week is my lovely wife, Lady Giggles.
Hello.
And the man that you've all come to know and love as Jazz Chicken.
Jazz Chicken.
Oh no, he's escaped again. So this week we're going to discuss something very fun, I think. A couple of weeks ago at the time, well, at the time of recording, it's just been released, but when you guys are listening to it, it'll be a couple of weeks after. Pokemon Sword and Shield has come out.
Woo!
Woo! I got Shield.
I got Shield.
I have Sword. So there's a lot of controversy behind these games already. People haven't received them, and they're already like downvoting them on.
They do that anyway with anything.
Yeah.
It's just like
they didn't make it how I wanted.
Exactly.
And then they play it and they're like, I actually like it.
I've actually seen a load of those people as well. Which is like, oh, okay. So I thought, instead of like focusing on the negative, I mean, I shouldn't really have brought it up at all, but focus on the sort of positives. I thought we could talk about some of our favourite Pokemon.
That's so why I did the Jazz Chicken bit.
Oh,
because
oh,
I'm okay. A Pokemon.
Woo!
Quick, let's make him fight Milo.
I'm just a chicken in a suit. And you catch me in a ball.
I always wondered that, if you could just throw a Pokeball at a person and capture them. I
have a move that's called Play That Sex.
Super effective. The enemy is confused.
Pokemon's there like, what the fuck is this? Like,
that sounds really good.
I'm gonna go home. Right, so I thought we could just, in no particular order, give five of our favourite Pokemon. Going through it, it's difficult because I'm there just like,
Yeah.
So I think some honourable mentions might have to happen.
Quite a few honourable mentions.
For me.
Yeah, I suppose there was a few that was like,
Yeah. Compiling it into five, or even doing 10, would be too difficult for me. So a few honourable mentions. We're not, full disclosure, we're not actually going into Sword and Shield Pokemon, because
I haven't played it, so
yeah.
I don't know what's in there.
And I've played it, and I'm like, oh, I love them. I always love my team. And at the moment, I've got a team, so I'm like, these guys are my favourites. I guess we'll just go into some honourable mentions. So for me, first of all, Dragonite, sweet semen of baby Jesus. It's the greatest. It's a dragon. It looks adorable. It shoots hyper beams.
But he's not a knight.
No. I guess he's not.
That's why he's not in your top five.
That's why, yeah. That's the reason. No, I love that Pokemon. I always try and get a Dratini early on so I can just have this like powerhouse of Pokemon in my party. I love it. It's just adorable. Do you have any honourable mentions?
I have a few. I tend to all my favourite Pokemons tend to be more of how they look than how they play as. I mean, when I do the games, I obviously pick ones that are actually powerful. But
you know, like, go Magikarp.
One honourable mention: Zapdos.
Oh,
yeah.
I always, out of the three birds, I always lean to him or her. I always kind of thought Sableye looked cool, but he wasn't.
No. But he's got a good. He's a dark and.
I could just imagine like Meowth trying to like steal his eyes because they're made of gems.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
Sableye's quite a cool one, and it has a mega evolution in one of the games. I'm not going to tell you which one. You have to find out for yourself.
I always kind of like the sandcastle one though, but I never actually caught one or used it. And then I read it. Then I read its bio, and I was like, "Wow, he's a really evil Pokemon."
Yeah, some of the bios for these Pokemon are just insane.
How he catches its prey and stuff. I was like, fuck.
We'll actually in the future we'll do one on just like our most fucked up Pokemon from the
games.
Because they literally put in the games that these. Some of these things, and you're like, that's canon, because you put it in the game. What the fuck? There's one Pokemon that leads children into the forest, and they're never seen again. And you're like, what? It's like it or something. I do have a couple more honorable mentions. But
Lapras.
Oh, the OG sort of like fairy Pokemon.
Yeah.
I always used to like, when you'd surf, I was like, oh, I'd like to... I wanted to use Lapras because it would. I could imagine that happening.
Yeah.
Instead, I ended up using a tiny Pokemon that I was sort of just like, suffering away on. Oh, Milo's here.
And obviously, it was especially in the first game because obviously it was water ice. Oh, hello! You got to rub against the microphone. So obviously it was one of the ones that would kill.
Lance's dragons. Yeah, by the way, just to go back to Dragonite. Lance has three of them.
Yeah,
that's how it rolls.
But they don't merge together into the blue eyes, whatever.
Unfortunately, they don't. It's not Yu-Gi-Oh.
Headed blue eyes.
Yeah.
So another one for my honourable mentions is Mew. It's a legendary Pokemon.
Mew.
You couldn't get it in the game. It was always like the playground thing of like, oh, here's a method to get it by. None of them ever worked because it wasn't programmed in the game. Well, it was programmed into the game, but you couldn't access it in the game for whatever reason. They were like, we want to get you to leave the house. And it's like, no, I want to stay indoors. Love it. You can learn any move. It's like the ancestor of all Pokemon. And it spawned Mewtwo, who's another honourable mention for me, because it looks fucking badass. I mean, and it looks like a killing machine, basically. What isn't there to love?
Yeah.
I would say, actually... In all respects, that all of them deserve an honourable mention. I love them all. Yeah,
even Trubbish.
Even
Shuckle.
Don't fuckle with Shuckle. If you go to YouTube, this is your recommendation for this week. Just type "don't fuckle with Shuckle" and there's a bloke who's like done these videos about these Pokemon that are sort of like people consider to be useless, and he tells you how you could actually make them.
Literally
just goes like, "Don't fuckle with Shuckle."
It's brilliant.
Magikarp as well.
Yeah, again,
is another great one. You can actually get Magikarp Jump on your mobile phone.
That's fun.
That's a fun game.
That is a fun game
involving Magikarp. I became obsessed with it for a while.
Yeah, it's a bit repetitive after a while, but you know.
But it's good fun. So, with that, should we go into our five? So, again, no particular order. Oh, you've got Milo's rubbing his butt on the microphone.
Ah!
And he's hasn't cancelled the recording.
Hooray!
he jumped onto the laptop, right? So, speaking of Milo, my number five, again, no particular order, is Litten. Now, Litten was a Pokemon from Sun and Moon. And Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, which is the sequels to them. It's a little fire cat. And I think it's the first Pokemon game that we got where Milo was around, really. No?
No.
I think we've got a previous one.
Before.
X and Y, I think he was about four. So we've got...
the first sort of cat.
Yeah, it's the first sort of cat one. And I saw it and I was like, I'm having this.
But you didn't like his evolution when he became a wrestler, did you?
Yeah.
At first I wasn't too keen on him, but as time went on... I think just because I was playing as that had that character, I was like, actually, I like this. It's dark and fire, which dark is one of my favourite types. I just think dark Pokemon look cool. I love Umbreon, who's like the dark evolution of Eevee, and it's like, oh, it's just badass. So yeah, I was like, I think over time I was like, this is I expected to have like a big cat basically. And then when it became a wrestler cat, I was like, at first I was like, but then I was like, you know what? It's quite cool. And then Incineroar is the evolution. It became a member of Smash Brothers, so
yep.
That always makes it cool. I've now got the amiibo
running
for
around
it.
With a fiery crutch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slamming it into people's faces like, eat this, little Mac. So yeah, very. I like it. I like Litten. It's cute.
Just a cute cat.
Sets fire to things. What more do you want?
Like most cats do these days, you know.
Yeah.
They like to just
set fire to things.
Well, that's what they like to tip things over. Next thing you know, it's a candle, yeah. And then there's fire everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like Milo. It's like I've got a little Litten plushie on my bag, and I always refer to it as being my little Milo for when I'm out. Cute.
Cute.
Adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go next?
Mine is Popplio.
Popplio. So from the same game,
same
Sun
game.
And Moon.
Yeah.
Water
was my starter.
Type.
Yep.
That's the seal.
Seal. It's just cute.
It's just cute. And it turns into a weird like mermaid thing.
Yeah, it does.
Fairy
water.
Water. That was a good thing about that generation, that all the final evolutions became like a different type as well.
Mm.
Like as Rowlett's one became a ghost.
Ghost grass.
Yeah.
And it was like an archer as well.
Yeah, that was cool.
I picked that one thinking, because I knew that you had Litten and Popplio, so I was like, I'll be different then. I'll pick that one. And I was like, yeah, he's all right. And then he became Spirit, and Spirit tends to be my favourite class. And I'm like, oh, brilliant.
Sweet. That attack where it just shoots all the arrows, and it's like, oh my god.
He's there looking like some ranger or something. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, he's actually quite cool.
Anything else you want to say?
No, he's just cute.
Right.
Most of mine are done by because they're cute. And I like them, so.
Well, I guess seeing as we mentioned it, Desa Duo.
Oh, cool.
for those reasons, that he looked like a ranger. He was like a spirit grass type. He was shooting like ghost arrows and stuff. And I was like, yeah. Thought it was awesome. It was a bit weird in that game when they added that bit where you have to clean and tidy them, and then you're stroking their face, and he's like, "Oh yeah." Yeah. And I'm like,
it was good. Sorry. So the weird thing with that one as well is that if you got their friendship enough, they could basically nullify moves and sort of like. They were poisoned. They would just like fight through the poison to like not have it. And you were there just like,
that's cool.
Like, I'm going to fucking like clear the game with this.
When you attack, it like tries to impress you. Yeah. So by doing being stronger or something.
Just like a critical hit, and then it goes, it turns back and looks at you like, did I do good?
And you're like, do you have a burner?
I do. Wow. Right, so my number four is again from Sun and Moon. They're not all from Sun and Moon. This is the last one. Mimikyu. It's a ghost fairy type, and it's basically it's this little Pokemon that was sort of ignored a lot, and so they make Pikachu costumes because they noticed that Pikachu's their most popular Pokemon, and everyone can relate to. To not being popular and making a costume of somebody.
The Mimikyu was actually one of my honourable mentions, but I thought, I won't say it because I have a feeling you've picked him.
I love it. And the only creepy thing is that when you when it first gets attacked, the costume like breaks. And then it just flops over and you're like, oh, okay, sorry. It had a special move in, I think it was Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, where it basically engulfs the Pokemon in its costume and then gives it a big hug, apparently. And they
quote
were saying,
unquote.
Yeah.
And it's really just ripping him apart.
Yeah, you just see the Pokemon's like, oh!
You just see this pool of blood appear at
me.
Oh, no. Just like burps.
Oh, no.
It's a good little Pokemon, and the Pokedex entries for it are quite fucked up. It's like, people that have seen it, die.
Yeah.
You know, like, see, it's true form. They just die, apparently, which is like...
Okay. Attack.
It was the boss for one of the challenges, the island challenges. I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
It's a little cutie, and not all of mine are cute, I can tell you now. Well, actually, no, they all pretty much are. So, do you want to give your next one, Lady Giggles?
Fennekin.
Fennekin?
Yeah.
So that's from X and Y?
X and Y.
What's that one? I never played
that's
that one.
That's
It's a fire fox.
Fire fox.
Okay.
It's a starter one.
Yeah.
It ends up having a fire psychic typing, doesn't it? Like the fully evolved one. Think is
so.
Psychic.
Think so. Can't remember. I haven't played one for a while.
Yeah. It's a good good it's little Pokemon. Cute. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. I've got quite a few foxy type things on my list right now. So.
You've got a theme running, haven't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a really nice one, actually. I like that one, too. Sorry, I'm brushing Milo whilst recording.
Well, Milo's more shoving his face in the brush. Yeah, you're just holding it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he loves it.
He just loves the brush.
He loves the brush.
And the microphone, apparently.
And the microphone. Oh, look, all nice and soft.
I like to say, I haven't played all the Pokemon games, so the ones that I'm picking are obviously ones that I like, obviously, but it's just going from the ones I've played as well.
Yeah.
So I would say probably in no particular order, Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur.
Because he was the very first Pokemon that I had.
Yeah.
And on Pokemon Red, and I always went for him. I went for Charmander. I went for Squirtle, and they were cool. But I always leaned to Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur was actually considered one of the better ones because it was quite a hardy Pokemon and. You could defeat the first two gym leaders with ease because it's grass type.
I kind of learned that that the way they ordered it as well, the Bulbasaur, Squirtle, and then
Charmander,
it was basically easy, medium, hard.
Yeah.
Just for starting off. It was harder to start with Charmander than it was with Bulbasaur, like you mentioned, because the first few gym leaders, you can just whoop their ass.
Yeah, and even the third gym leader has problems against... grass because it's not effective.
No.
And it becomes like Venusaur, which is like it's like a tank.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, you're probably getting brushing sounds because Milo's like, I want to be brushed. Come over here. Sit on your poof.
Like no.
He's like, no, no, I want to. Right, I'll just hold this here and you can brush yourself against it. So my number three is Sneasel.
Sneasel!
Now, Sneasel's a Pokemon from the second generation, and I remember seeing a picture of it in a magazine and being like, oh, that looks cool. It's like a little ninja thing with claws for hands, and it just looked badass. It's a dark ice type. I was like, oh, I want that on my team. I found out that the only place you could get it, really, was at the end of the game. So I was like,
God dang it.
All right, but luckily... I think when you get to Mount Silver where it is, like you then can go on to the Kanto, the original game sort of
thing.
It's land, country.
Country,
I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah. Always liked it. Just liked the look of it. It was cool. Yeah, dark type, I like them. It's really weak to fighting types, which is a bit of a downer, but never bothered me really. Always liked playing as catching them, putting them in my team, and it now has an evolution called Weavile, which makes it a little bit more beefier. So, yeah, just like the look of it, really, and it's quite good when I was playing, like when I play the games, I like to add it to my team.
My next one is Piplup.
Piplup. So that's from. That's from Diamond
Gen
and 3? Pearl. No,
Gen 4.
Gen 4, yeah.
What was Piplup again?
It's a little penguin.
Little penguin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eventually becomes like a water steel
type.
Water
steel type,
quite
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I can see his smiley face.
He's
looking at me going,
Piplup, Piplup, Piplup. I just love it. I just loved it from the anime, actually.
Yeah.
Mainly. With Dawn. She was cute.
The thing with that one as well was that was your first Pokemon game since... Yeah, that's the one that we played together first, wasn't it?
It was. That's as cool. I did miss Ruby and Sapphire and Leaf Green and Fire Red.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the first one I got back into. And so I was like, oh, let's go! That's really good when I want it!
Yeah.
As I say, most of my Pokemon are just because I keep. Doesn't bother me.
I've said those two. Blaziken.
Blaziken. Yeah. So that's from the previously mentioned Ruby and Sapphire.
Yeah.
Gen 3.
was kind of like this fire. Well, it started off like a little fire chicken, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And then, evolved into this martial art blazing yeah. thing, which always seemed to kick ass when I was using it. Or him, or it. But I always found, I don't know, I always leaned towards Blaziken, and when I was fighting Blaziken, I always had a bad time, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to have a Blaziken in my team.
It's fire and...
just set fire to things.
Yeah.
Fire and fighting, fire, so that's fighting. Quite a cool combination. Like, you can imagine them firebending and stuff like that. Mm. They generally make it look really badass in the animations.
Yeah, they do.
And it has a mega evolution that makes it just look even more badass. You're like, oh my god. Yeah, good choice. And the only, I think that's probably the only one from Gen 3, really, that we've had, well, so far.
Yeah, but that's what I haven't got.
So my number two is Lucario. Now, when I first saw this Pokemon, it was for Generation 4. The first generation that we played together, me and Lady Giggles. And I saw it and it was like fighting... I don't really have fighting Pokemon.
Like a fighting psychic or something.
It's fighting steel.
So steel?
Yeah. So I was there sort of like... I never usually use those typings, so I thought, this is the perfect opportunity. This thing looks badass. It evolves from Relu, which is really cute. And
cutie, cutie.
You have to gain friendship with it for it to evolve into this thing, and then it becomes like a murder machine, basically.
A murder machine.
What I love about it is that it's one of the characters in Smash Brothers as well. So I liked this Pokemon anyway, and then it was like, oh, it's going to be in Smash Brothers. I was like, awesome. And it became my main fighter in Smash Brothers. I can really work well with Lucario. Every time you damage it, it becomes more powerful. So the higher your damage, the stronger you are, which fits in well with some of the challenges that I've been doing on the Smash Brothers Ultimate version of it, because blimey, some of those things are hitting me hard and I'm just there like, quick, even more power, no! it's all based on auras and things like that, most of the sort of mythology surrounding it, so I was like, that's quite cool, it's a fighting aura sort of thing, and they generally tend to put it in animation because it looks cool.
And it's almost cool, like a monk in a way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do believe there's a movie, it's called Lucario and the Mystery of Mew.
Possibly.
So like one of the Pokemon movies. So there is an that's how cool he is. They made a movie about him.
We haven't seen that one, have we?
I think we have. Oh, we watched it on telly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
Yeah, it's just a... I mean, it was that memorable.
Yeah.
You might not have been with me. I think you might have been at work at the time.
Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows?
that's what I do when she's not in. I just watch Pokemon films. But yeah, it's just a cool-looking Pokemon. And why wouldn't you want the coolest, hardest Pokemon ever? And they were saying as well, in Pokemon Go, one of the challenges, they were like, just have a Lucario. They're the best. They'll just kick everyone's ass. I was like, all right. I recently got an egg as well with one in, with the Relu in, so I'm like, yay, I'm going to have a Lucario soon. Anyway, apparently there's fan groups as well dedicated to its paws. I'm sorry, I'm going far too
much. To its paws?
Its paws. Like its hands and stuff right. like that. People are like...
People with foot fetish or something.
Yeah, they're all like, oh, this is adorable, we love this. And I'm like, okay.
Sure.
Freaks. No, I'm joking. If you like Lucario's paws, then good on you, I guess.
It's kind of, because of it's kind of like a dog type thing, really, yeah. isn't it?
Yeah, and its feet, it looks like a dog type thing, basically.
Just on two legs.
A fighting dog.
Just on two legs.
I've gone way too long.
But my next one is Eevee.
Eevee.
Because again, it's cute, but obviously then you can decide on whatever...
So I'll be whatever you want me to be.
Yeah, so you can just choose it from fire to dark to fairy.
Well, what happens if you like throw every stone at him all at once? It's like, wow, this big amalgamation of all of them.
Yeah, of course.
That'd be quite scary.
Got bits of everything. Yeah, I've got to say from the beginning, I've always liked Eevee because you could just be like, oh, I need an electric Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'll make a Jolteon.
Yeah.
Oh, I need a psychic Pokemon, I'll have an Espeon. I actually had an Eevee team at one point, where I just had like my favourite Eevees
in, yeah.
And then I could like technically go and beat anyone. Well, within reason.
Within reason.
There's no dragon type, there's no poison type,
no.
There's no steel type.
No.
Is that it?
Poison type will be like rock a zombie type. One or something.
There's no rock.
There's not a rock or a ground type.
Or a ground type.
Every game, there's always a rumour that there's going to be a new Eevee evolution. Yeah. And I think now, at this point, they're just like, we're not going to put one in there just to mess with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This'll fuck with them. Don't fuck with Shuckle.
I guess my next one would be Sivipor.
Sivipor, really? Yeah. Wow.
Sabertooth snake thing, because he looked really cool. And I got him when I was first playing that Pokemon game that he's in. And I was like, oh, he looks kind of cool. He's like a big snake. He looks a bit better than Ekans. He doesn't evolve, though. But then every time I used him on, like, he would always be my backup when everyone else was beaten to crap. And then I'd just, like, go, ah, crunch, and he would just eat them all. I'm like, wow, it's not even meant to be that great of a move. He's just devouring everyone. I was like, I like you, Sivipor. You can stay.
Nice.
I don't know, he seems to be really, he's helped me out in a lot of situations.
That's the thing as well. Like, a lot of times you end up, you'll find one particular one where you're like, ah, I guess this will, I'll just have this on the team just in case. And then it's just like, it ends up being your best, and you're like, oh my god.
He's got this big sword on his tail as well, which he doesn't use, but it's just there.
It's just there. Just he's got a, taunting everyone.
There's a really weird thing in his Pokedex entry where it's like, or their Pokedex entry, I should say, because they can be male or female, where he has a, they have a rivalry with the Pokemon called Zangoose.
Oh yes, they do.
And they just, they basically, if they see each other, they just like, fuck each other up.
They just have to fight.
Yeah.
And it, but it's weird because you can't get them, and they're not in the same version. Like, you have to trade.
No.
So it's like maybe in like Ruby, all the Zangooses have killed all the Sivipors.
Yeah.
And the opposite is in Sapphire, sort of thing. I quite like that. I always made a little extra backstories to it, being like, oh yeah, maybe this happened. So
the Zangoose is flying overhead in this war between the Sivipors.
Yeah.
Bombs ready, buddy! Dropping Pokebombs on them.
These Pokeballs rain down and catch all the Zangoose.
Sivipors are put in like, what's the blue one that hangs around with Team Rocket?
Wobbuffet.
They've tied Wobbuffet to tanks and planes. Wobbuffet, protect our tanks and planes!
He could as well, because he's got all these countering moves, so that works. That is funny within Pokemon lore as well. Oh god, what happened to me? So, the final one, for me, has to be Charmander.
Charmander,
now, reason for this is that Charmander was my first. And my Charmander, like, I picked it because I was like, that one looks cool, I like that one. I had Pokemon Blue, which is weird because I had Pokemon Blue, but I went with the cover Pokemon for Pokemon Red. Go figure. So, playing through the first time, I had no idea what I was doing, and I just played constantly, and I got to the first gym and it was Rock, and I was there just like, oh no, I'm at a type disadvantage. Turns out that it wasn't that much of a disadvantage because I just fucked.
Just don't use your fire moves.
No, I ended up using Charmander, but I just leveled him up so high that he just plowed through.
It's like scratch, poof.
Yeah, and then I went to the second gym, which is a water gym, and again, just like, oh no, like all my other Pokemon had fainted, and then I pulled out my level, I think he was like level 30 Charmander, because I kept him as a Charmander, and just like, boom, just killed all of their Pokemon as well. So
it's like, it's not effective.
So I ended up getting through the game just with Charmander until I got to the fire gym, and then it was like, this is a bit more difficult now. So, yeah.
I just get my grass types.
Time to get the grass types out, yeah. So, I basically, yeah, just, it was my favourite Pokemon. It was my little murder machine. And I loved him so much. And now whenever I see there's a chance to get one in the game, I'm just there like, yes, please, Charmander. Love him to bits. He's cute as well. He's super cute. And you never forget your first.
No.
You know what I mean? Right.
My last one is Vulpix / Ninetales.
Oh, Slash.
Slash, because I don't mind either. Because, again, it's another little Firefox, or big Firefox, depending on which way you look at it.
Yeah.
But at the time, I think I was totally into, like, because a fox technically is not a cat, it's a dog. But obviously, right, thinking about it, and I was like, oh, it's, you know, not knowing this at the time, I was like, cat, it's got nine tails, it's got nine lives. And I was just like fascinated in that sort of mythical type moment. And I was like, and it was cute too.
I think it's based off a, like a mythical god or creature as well, a fox with nine tails.
Yeah.
I can't remember what culture it's from, though.
Isn't it Japanese?
I think it might be
Japanese. I think I was totally in that sort of...
There's a few different games where they put a similar thing in. Because I think the Kenton character from Zelda is actually like a fox with nine tails. And you meet him in Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
The interesting thing with Vulpix as well is they brought Vulpix back for Sun and Moon, uh-huh, Pokemon Sun and Moon, and they did an Alolan variant where it had grown up in a cold
region
that had adapted to a colder region because they were on like an ice mountain for some reason. I don't know why you put a bunch of fireboxes on an ice mountain, but they came Ice Fairy, didn't
ice fairy
they?
Yeah.
Very, I liked cool. that one, yeah. It was very cool, eh?
Very cool.
Ice Pokemon are very cool. Whoa! Zygarde!
So, yeah.
Yeah, good solid entry. The funny thing is, when I have played some Pokemon Sword, and I found somebody with a Vulpix, and I ended up playing catch with them for, like, ages. You go to these camps, and they've just, like, you can set up camps, and you can visit other people's camps. And somebody had a Vulpix, and I kept picking up this ball and throwing it, and the Vulpix kept bringing it back, and I was like,
super cute.
I spent far too much time just like playing catch with these Pokemon.
Super cute.
Right.
Well, my final one, which I did put it as first in a particular order, but all the others weren't, is Haunter. One, because he's a ghost type. Two, I just think he looks awesome. I never really liked Gengar. I thought he looked stupid. Whenever I had Ghastly, I looked forward to him evolving, becoming Haunter, and then I refused to evolve him any further.
It's like, oh, I'll trade you your Haunter evolve, with my thingy, so I can get him a champ, and you can get a gang. Nope.
I was like, I'll catch this little crappy one, evolve it, and you can have that one. Right, I got Gengar, throw it away. Put it in my box. Put it in Bill's PC. I mean, there were the odd type where I had to do, okay, or Haunter, sit this one out, because otherwise you'd just get decimated. But most of the time, he would just seem to murder everyone, which was awesome.
I think my first time through, I also had a Haunter, and I was waiting for my brother to get Pokemon so that we could trade and I could evolve him into a Gengar. And I've got to say, he was
badass. I kind of wish he didn't have a lick move, though, because it just seemed weird running around licking everything. Like, I lick you to death, confuse you, now I lick you.
And I make you paralyzed.
Shadow balls and all this. And it's like, yeah. I lick you again, now you're paralyzed.
Because you're so confused when I licked you, so you're paralyzed.
Yeah, why did you do this?
Haunter, you're against the Grimer. Lick it.
Lick it now.
I can just imagine it going, ah.
It was quite,
Haunter. Shut up and lick it.
even thinking about that section of the game where you find them, you go to a graveyard and there's all these ghosts floating about. I always found it funny when you breed your ghost type Pokemon and they have babies.
Yeah.
And it hatches like, you had a baby and it's dead. Like, oh, okay.
Really? Okay.
It's a ghost egg.
This is fucked up.
Yeah.
They were saying that there is a theory that they're not actually ghosts. It's just, you know, spirit, sort of spirit type.
Yeah.
But it's always a bit of a weird one.
They closely resemble a ghost.
Yeah. It's sort of like, well, it looks like a ghost, doesn't it? There you go. That'll do.
The worst bit, people seem to more resemble with ghosts than they do with spirits.
Mm. Yeah.
So
it's just one of those things, weird things. We should look into more of that, the Pokemon universe sort of thing, I think. Be quite cool. So that was fun. Yeah, as I said, there's so many that you could have as your favourite sort of thing. It's very difficult for me because I'll notice one in a different game or when they cross over into other things like Smash Brothers, and I'll be like, oh, I really like this one now, actually. Like,
yeah.
It sort of helps you come to terms with that Pokemon or whatever. So if you have any favourite Pokemon that you want to tell us about... Milo's finished closing the door.
Yeah.
So if you have any favourites, let us know on our social medias, Big Timmy's House on Facebook and Twitters. Don't forget to follow JazzChicken87 on Twitch and watch his streams and he'll be playing Pokemon.
We'll be. I mean, we're currently going through Apotheon still, which is like the art style is amazing when I've looked at it further now, because when you get higher, because obviously it's a platformer, 2D platformer, it looks like the Greek art you see on the vases and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was about to ask that question. Was that one?
But as you climb the platforms higher on the stage and you see the clouds going past, they've even done artwork at the top to make it look like the kind of gritty, slightly maybe cracked art style of the pot itself.
Oh, cool.
And the game is kind of somewhat transparent over it. So I was like, oh, that looks really good. Instead of Bigfoot, because it was terrible, I'm playing Kingdom Classic, which is like a pixel 2D thing where you're on the horse and you're dropping coins to build your base and stuff.
I was looking at that on Switch and I was like, oh, because I watched you play it and I was like, oh, I really want
to get this.
It's addictive and difficult. It started off really great and then it stops giving you money and I'm like, I need money to do stuff. I can't do anything.
Give me money.
I'm also still going through Hollow Knight and I'm thinking of stopping streaming The Outer Worlds to do Pokemon instead. The Outer Worlds is going to take me forever, I think, to get through via stream, because it's such a big game. So I'm going to change that to Pokemon.
I will be getting Outer Worlds, I think. I've heard rumours that it's going to be a Switch version next year, so I was
The Outer Worlds, yeah.
I want to get it on Switch just so I can play it in handheld mode and be like, take it with me wherever I go.
It's very good. The sense of humour on it is my kind of taste as well. Yeah. It's not too kooky or anything. It's just, if you read some of the lore and some of the things people say, it just makes you laugh.
It's supposed to actually be, because in they've hinted that in Fallout New Vegas, Mr. House was like, oh, I want to go to outer space and stuff. And it's supposed to be like, what if he actually managed to get into outer space? Which I was like, oh, okay. I guess that's... cool. Don't know how they would have managed it, although they do have a giant fucking transformer in Fallout. So, anyway.
We digress.
We digress a lot. Thank you so much for listening, guys. And we'll catch you on the flip side. I don't know.
We'll catch you later, Pokemon! Gotta catch them all! That wasn't me, that was Milo.
I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
And I'm a Pokeball.
Get out of my house.
Blung, 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 blung.
I'm going to throw you out the window and try and catch a human being. That'll teach you. That'll teach you!
You caught a cold.
No!